To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
New Plymouth authorities are still fining motorists despite nearly half the parking meters not working in the city. Of the 96 they've got in the central city, 8 of them are completely dead and 35 are too damaged to accept all forms of payment. Murray Chong is a New Plymouth District Councillor and with us now. Hey, Murray.
Hey, how are you?
This is not fair, is it?
No, it's getting a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, so how does this work? Okay, so if they rock up and you haven't paid your parking ticket because your machine is dead, they still fine you $40?
Yeah. So what happens if you haven't fed money or if you haven't attempted? It's usually a sort of $12 to $15 fine, and then it's, if you don't attempt to put anything in, it's $40. But, you know, everyone, they attempt, they can't do it, they haven't got an option, and so they walk away thinking, well, I can't do much about it, and lo and behold, they get a ticket.
And so, but from what I understand, you'll get a ticket if there is a parking meter nearby that's still working. How nearby is nearby?
Well, that's my point. You know, this is a health and safety thing. And if we're telling people, in New Plymouth, because we're sort of a big town, we're between a big town and a small city, a lot of people drive and they can find a park near the shop they want to shop at on the same side of the road. So what happens is they'd go to the meter. The meter doesn't work. Now, the council's telling them, look, why don't you just go across the road? The one across the road will probably work. Are we encouraging jaywalking? Because they're saying it's only a distance of a road, but really, you should be using the zebra crossing. So are we encouraging, you're not crossing the road once, you're actually crossing the road twice.
Yeah.
So that's a health and safety issue in itself.
Oh, some of those roads are one ways and they are fast, aren't they? Murray, thank you. I appreciate it. That's a problem, isn't it? Murray Chong, New Plymouth District Councillor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.